In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the second Sunday of the blessed month of Beba, and in it we hear this miracle of the catch of fish. And during the month of Beba, the church gives us readings relating to the authority of God over everything. So last week we heard about the healing of the paralytic man, so the authority of God over diseases. Today over, you know, the sea and the fish and even the nature of man. So he has authority over nature and especially the nature of man. Next week we'll hear about the exorcising of the demon, and he has authority over demons. And then the fourth week of Beba, we'll hear about the raising from the dead. And so he has authority over death itself. The Lord has authority over everything. And today the multitudes are gathered around, and it says they were pressed about him to hear the word of God. The word of God has this healing effect on us, and it's capable of transforming us. And we see in this story with Saint Peter, Simon Peter. Saint Peter in the beginning is an individual, and at the end of the story, he's completely transformed. And this was not the first encounter between the Lord and Saint Peter and the disciples. In John chapter 1, when Saint John the Baptist saw our Lord Jesus Christ, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who carries the sin of the world." And so, with Saint John was Saint Andrew, and Saint Andrew went and called Saint Peter. And then when the Lord saw Saint Peter, he told them, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas." In the first encounter, the Lord says to Simon, basically, "You shall be called Cephas. I change your name." In this second encounter, the Lord at the end of this encounter says to him, "I change your whole purpose in life. You'll become a fisher of men, not just a fisherman." In the first encounter, the Lord said to him, basically, "I know you. I know you're Simon." In this encounter, he enables Saint Peter to know himself, so that at the end of the encounter, Saint Peter falls on his knees and says, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." And so the encounter with the Lord, the Word of God, is transformative in our lives. Saint Peter, in the Gospel, you know, the Lord gets on the boat and he says to him, "Launch out into the deep." And he says something to the Lord that represents the cry of humanity. He says to him, "We have toiled all night and caught nothing." We have toiled all night, Lord. Imagine St. Peter, he's a fisherman. It's basically what he lives by. He lives day to day on the fish that he fishes. And he's caught nothing. He's thinking about his family. The Lord gets on this boat and starts to teach. And he's teaching to the multitudes. And St. Peter is sitting there and listening. Listening to the words of Christ. Imagine with me, after the long night of catching nothing and the worry that St. Peter has, and he hears the word of God, the comforting word of God. St. Peter, it's almost like the words of God lift St. Peter up. It lifts him over his issues, over his trials, over his needs. And the word of God begin to sink and impact the soul of St. Peter. So that it's comforting him, giving him joy, giving him hope. And yes, the Lord says, "Launch out into the deep." And he responds, "We've toiled all night." Like I said, it's the cry of humanity. We've all experienced what St. Peter experienced, where we've toiled for something. We've gone through a trial, maybe a sin in our lives that we keep trying to battle and we can't. And we say, "Lord, I've toiled all night against this sin. I've toiled in the night of this life, with this trial, with this disease, with this difficulty. I've been toiling all night, O Lord." And so it is the cry of humanity. Often we feel powerless. Often we feel defenseless. Often we feel hopeless and helpless. But the good news is St. Peter didn't stop there. He didn't say, "We've toiled all night," and stop there. He let the word of God sink in his heart. When we let the word of God sink in our heart, then St. Peter was able to do the next part. He continued and said, "Nevertheless, at your word, O Lord, nevertheless, I will obey you. Even if my logic says something different, even if logically, if with my own thinking, it doesn't make sense for me to go out and launch into the deep at this time of day. We fish at night, not during the day. We fish with, you know, a casting rod maybe in the deep, but you're telling us to cast our nets." Logically, Lord, we know it doesn't make sense. We know many things, but nevertheless, at your word, I will obey. Because I've heard your word, your transformative word, and it's had an impact on my heart. So I will go out into the deep and I will obey. And so we too, often we use our logic instead of simply obeying the word of God. We hear beautiful sermons and they have a comforting effect on our lives. We hear the word of God or we read the word of God in our homes. And sometimes we are comforted. It lifts us up. Often when we drive to work, many of you listen to different sermons of people you enjoy listening to. And you think this was a beautiful sermon. That's wonderful. But we also want to change. So we get comforted and lifted up like St. Peter, but we need to continue the journey with St. Peter and obey the word of God. Apply the things you hear. Apply what the Lord commands you. Do what it is you're supposed to do. Often we sit with our spiritual father and he tells us advice and we walk out thinking, okay, I'm going to try. And you don't even apply any of it. Nevertheless, at your word, Lord, I will do. Even if it's something I've tried before, I will do it again because you told me. Even if it's a sin that I've been battling all my life and I've tried this solution before to overcome it, I'm going to try again because you told me. And so when I do this, I start seeing transformation. It defies, you know, what happened defies the experience of the fishermen and their logic. And if we obey like St. Peter and the fishermen, it will defy our logic as well, and we will be transformed. When I obey, I see the transformative effect of the Word of God on my own nature, the authority of God on the nature of human beings. Of course, you know, without getting into the details, Taban, he has authority over the nature of, you know, the sea and the animals and the fish and so on. But I want to focus more on the nature of us as humans. You know, oftentimes we say, it's in my nature to be angry. It is who I am. It's in my nature. It's normal for me to fall into various lusts. I'm human after all. He's able to transform you. It's not human. It's the fallen human nature that allows us to do these things. And he's able to restore us. We want to be truly human, and to be truly human is to be made in the image of God, and to allow him to restore that image in us. And the only way is to obey his word, and then we see transformation like St. Peter. St. Peter falls on his knees after obeying the word of God, after seeing the catch of fish, after seeing the effect of the word on everything, on his own heart, on the sea, on everything. And he falls on his knees and says, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. He recognizes who he is. And that's the beginning of true transformation, to know who it is I am. I am a sinful man. St. Isaac the Syrian, I'm paraphrasing it, but basically he says, greater than raising someone from the dead is to know your own sins. I may raise someone from the dead, he comes back to life, great. But if I'm still in sin, then I'm dead. My soul is dead. And so greater than raising someone physically dead is to know my own soul, to know myself. Because when I do know myself, St. Anthony the Great and many, many other saints tell us that when you know yourself, then you will know God. And this was the experience of St. Peter. He fell on his knees. He began to know himself. I am a sinful man, O Lord. But he was transformed. He called them to be a fisher of men, and he had a new mission. And even when he failed in this mission, when he denied the Lord Jesus Christ at the end of the Gospel of John, you know, at the end of John after the resurrection, we see St. Peter had denied Christ three times. And Christ rises from the dead, and they see the Lord Jesus Christ by the shore. And St. John says to St. Peter, basically, it is the Lord. St. Peter runs to him. St. Peter, you just denied Christ three times. But no, he knows that this was why the Lord came. He came to call sinners to repentance. And so he recognizes who he is, but he's anchored in the hope that Christ came to redeem him, anchored in the hope that Christ is able to restore him, to correct him, to fix him, to change his nature once again. And so we too, as we journey on this life, yes, I cry like St. Peter, I've toiled all night. Truly, we toil in many, many circumstances in life and against many sins. But without the light of Christ, we cannot overcome. And so nevertheless, at your word, I will obey everything you ask of me. Nevertheless, even if I tried 1,000 times before, I will try again, and by your grace, I will be better. Because I will obey you, you will transform me, because I know that you are capable of transforming me. But that requires that, one, I hear the word of God like St. Peter. Let it sink, comfort me, but not stop there, obey. And then, when I obey, bit by bit, I see transformation. Even if my obedience is incomplete, you know, in scripture today, we hear the Lord say to them, launch out into the deep and let down your nets. Multiple nets. St. Peter answers him and says, we've toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. The Lord says, cast your nets, multiple nets. St. Peter responds, I'm going to let down one net. He's obeying, but partially. Maybe he's not there yet. He's not fully transformed yet. We too, as we gradually get transformed, at the very least, let us start applying certain things in our lives. Not picking and choosing, but applying what we're capable of gradually. And when we apply gradually and obey and grow in our obedience, we'll find transformation like that of St. Peter. But we need to always remain anchored in hope like St. Peter was, so that when we do fall, like St. Peter's denial 3 times, we run to him. We run to him knowing that he's there to restore us, there to transform us, there to restore that image we were created in. And to our God be the glory now and ever, and unto the ages of the ages.